we look at the federal government's moves in aged care, it was forced to make changes to the assessment process for in-home aged care yesterday after the Coalition, the Greens and crossbench senators collaborated to put pressure on Labor over these reforms. Aged care advocates say the automated integrated assessment tool has frequently underassessed cases and left some people without adequate care. Yesterday on Breakfast, the aged care minister, Sam Ray, said the government would make, quote, refinement to the system.
This is about making sure that when there are a small number of people for whom the tool doesn't neatly capture their needs, there's an option, an escalation option, where the secretary of the department can make the necessary decisions to get them the care they need.
That's Aged Care Minister Sam Ray speaking to us yesterday. So will this new oversight improve the assessment process for older Australians? Craig Gear is the CEO of the Older Persons Advocacy Network and joins us now. Craig, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Morning, Melissa.
Now, the minister says that he's listened and he will tweak the system. Are you encouraged by the changes that Sam Ray outlined yesterday?
We're definitely encouraged that the minister has announced the intention to make some changes to the way the pathway works. There's a rapid review going on to the prioritisation system, and they have said they will have a look at the algorithm. And this is an added step in that process to say there will be an escalation pathway, which is something we've been asking for. We're yet to see the detail, and we're looking forward to working with the government to design what that escalation pathway is to make sure that it does work to pick up those nuances in people's cases where the tool, or not so much the tool even, and there's the algorithm that might be determining the person's level of support that they're being approved for isn't coming out at the level you'd expect when you've got the person in front of you and you can see obviously they need a higher level of support. It's a step in the right direction, and we want to work with the government to make sure this escalation pathway actually works for people.
Yeah, there's still some detail to be sorted out, but Sam Ray was suggesting that this sort of intervention that would be enabled would really only be required in a small number of cases where there are extenuating circumstances. Can you tell me from what you have seen from the system, how often or how frequently people are being assessed in a way that doesn't adequately match their needs?
So OPAD has 9 member organisations and we have independent aged care advocates out on the ground, and they provide free, confidential, independent support to older people who are trying to navigate into the aged care system but also use the aged care system. They're free and they're out there to support people, and they're available on 1800 700 600. But every day we were hearing cases of people coming to us to say, we don't think this is assessed at the right level or the right priority level for care. We do believe that the independent assessment tool is a good tool because we were involved with some of the design of it and the testing of it through our older persons reference group. But we are hearing of these cases where it's not picking up the nuance of individual circumstances. And what that might be is that the older person has a carer, but the carer is under stress. The carer has needs as well, and it may not be picking up those circumstances that that person, or that they are needing more intensive levels of support. Every day, our independent advocates were hearing these cases, and we really do need an agile system that can pick up nuance and that can respond to that and get people the right care at the right time so they can stay living independent in their home, which is what older people have told us they want to do.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where Craig Gear, the CEO of the Older Persons Advocacy Network, is my guest. Craig, we had a lot of people get in touch with Radio National Breakfast yesterday about their experience of being assessed. I want you to take a listen to Ian Hendry's experience.
A young guy, and you know, he just interviewed me on my abilities, really. You know, whether I'm capable of looking after myself, really. And I was really pushing about my lack of vision, which is, you know, seriously becoming a big issue. So essentially I've lost all my close-up vision. I can't read a document, or facial recognition is a real issue, seeing people in the street. And just at the end he said, sorry, the algorithms don't add up. They gave me one or two codes for services, which I think I have to pay for, like I could have access to somebody who could do some gardening or cooking. And then finally they referred me to Vision Australia, and I was given I've only just found out, $1,000, which can be used towards equipment. That's the only thing they've offered. Now I've got this one grant for the equipment to help me with my vision. But, you know, I will apply again next year and just see what happens. It just seems so impersonal, this whole, you know, the whole computer deciding your fate.
So that's Ian Hendry there, an unsuccessful applicant for some aged care supports. So, Craig, how common is Ian's experience? Is that the kind of thing that your independent assessors are seeing as well?
Yeah, our independent advocates are hearing cases like Ian's where the tool and then particularly the algorithm is putting out something that shows that their level of support needs are actually higher than what the algorithm is actually classifying them as. There was, and government had put in the process of internal review and reconsideration where someone like Ian could apply to say, I don't think this is right. But that's a long process which requires significant documentation, and the government has up to 90 days to respond to that. So it doesn't respond to those immediate needs that someone like Ian was having, which is why we've been saying we need a really rapid, agile escalation process that has a human at the end that says, yep, on this case, this just doesn't make sense, and we need to actually rectify that so that Ian would get care to stay independent in his home. For someone like Ian, we know that it would mean that his condition, his level of risk, his conditions might deteriorate, his function might deteriorate, he might be at risk at home, and that's why it's important to get timely care to people. Now, the government has committed that people won't wait longer than 3 months by the mid-2027. We think that's a good strategy to make sure that home care packages, supported home program, the Commonwealth Home Support Program is available to people in their homes to stay safe and stay independent. We need to keep moving towards that, that no one is waiting longer than 3 months, but that they're getting the right level of care to keep them independent as well. And this assessment tool is one of the first steps in that gateway to that independent care.
Craig Gear, thank you very much for talking me through it. We'll keep an eye on it as this continues to progress. Thanks for speaking to me this morning.
Thank you.